What if you knew exactly how much money you helped put in your customer's bank account? What if, rather than using anecdotes to determine where you invested your company's money, that you used quantitative data that came from your customers? What if you could take that information and make concrete plans that not only made your customers more money, but made you more money in the process? Lastly, what if you could predict profit growth for both you and your customer? Do you think you'd win in the marketplace? This is the promise of winning with customers, the new B2B playbook written by D. Keith Peegs and Jerry Alderman. If this sounds compelling to you, I hope you'll join us on this 10-minute journey today and then set aside an hour for the rest of the week with the action book to get you on your way to implementing these principles in your business. Let's get started. There are 6 steps to this journey. Number 1 is discover, where you'll understand what value you bring to your customer's business. Number 2 is analyze, where you'll put all that information together and prioritize the opportunities. Number 3 is execute, where you'll create a plan to capture that value for you and your customer. Number 4 is measure, where you'll create a dashboard so that you can see the results of your efforts. Number 5 is certify, where you'll build this capacity throughout your organization. And lastly, number 6, the CVC management system, where you'll ramp things up a notch by combining people, process, and technology to ensure that this becomes a long-term competitive advantage. We're going to focus on the first 3 steps on the journey this week. Number 1, discover. What's the metric? One of the companies who've been through this process is Owens Corning. Here's what Bob Harlan, the director of Business Insights, has to say about it. When we look at loyalty programs, and we've done them as well, it's our operating theory that the thing that drives loyalty as strong or stronger than anything else is the ability for us to help our customers make money. Where there are many schemes for measuring loyalty, we think the most powerful way to engage our customers in this kind of conversation is better served by talking to them about their ability to make money. Well, when you put it that way, it just seems kind of obvious. The problem with most, if not all, companies who don't implement this type of rigor in their business is that they either think it's too hard and they don't have a way to measure it. Well, to take care of the second problem, the authors have introduced a new measurement, and they call it the differential value proposition. There are 2 critical parts to this measure. Number 1, the investments that you make to create value for a customer that are unmatched by the competition, which are your differential value attributes. And number 2, the impact of those investments on customer profitability, which is your DVP percent. Essentially, what it's measuring is how much money you put into your customer's bank account relative to your competition. For that reason, it's much more than a number. It represents the strength of your competitive advantage in financial terms. Powerful stuff indeed. The metric looks like this: the differential profits to your customer divided by the cost of your products to your customer. Now, you're probably thinking, how the heck am I supposed to know this differential profit stuff? Well, that's a good question. Quite simply, you're going to ask the customer. Prepare. Before we go to talk to our customers, we need to do a little bit of prep work. Before we step foot in the customer's door, we want to understand 2 things: our DVP hypothesis for both our value attributes and the amount of profit we're going to make for the customer. For the attributes portion, you're going to have a stacked bar graph that adds up to 100. They're going to include the things that you think are your strongest differentiating factors. If you're a manufacturer, you may have included things like product line, packaging, customer service, and product differentiation. If you're a service firm, you may include things such as depth of expertise, knowledge, and speed of service. Whatever it is, make sure it's something that you do to stand apart from your competition. For the DVP percentage, you could run all sorts of financial analysis from internal numbers, or you could simply just make a guess. Remember, the goal here is to eventually find out the real deal from your customers, so understanding this number is not critical at this point. Conducting interviews. Now it's time to get out into the field and start talking to your customers. That seems easy enough. But who at your customer do you talk to? You definitely want to talk to the people who you sell to directly, but you also might want to talk to other people who are part of the value chain. For instance, you might sell to purchasing, but you might also want to talk to your customer's marketing team, their general management, operations, and maybe even more. If you're a small business, you might just want to bring one person to the interview, you. But if you're a medium to large sized business, you might want to have two people at the interview. If the only person at the interview is the person managing the account, you're likely to get some bias in the data in the comments you receive back. Here are four simple guidelines for that interview. Number one, ask the question. You might start the meeting by saying something like, "We've put our hypothesis together on how we believe we create differential value for you." Go on to explain the factors that you've laid out and how you believe it impacts their bottom line. Then ask, "What's your perspective?" The next step is number two, listen. And for God's sakes, no selling. Your job is to listen to what the customer has to say and probe as much as possible. Number three, no solving. You're likely to hear some of the areas where there is a need and an opportunity for improvement. Your one and only job in that interview is to uncover those opportunities, not to solve them. There's plenty of time to be Superman later on. Number four is no justifying. You also don't need to justify your past actions. In fact, doing so will probably act to undermine the entire meeting, as they'll understand pretty quickly that you aren't there to get clarity on how you can help their business, but just to cover your own ass. Don't do that. All of this may seem a little bit too simplistic, but here's the thing. The powerful part about this whole process is the conversation itself. I don't know about you, but in all my years in business, I've yet to have a vendor come in and see me and ask how they can help and understand the way I make my money so that they can help us make more. What if that happened to you? Would you feel more compelled to do business with them if they thought that way? And what if they delivered on that promise? Capture data. As you're listening to your customer, here are the things that you want to be capturing. How does your customer view your differential value proposition today relative to what you thought it was? In particular, what things would the customer change within the ranked attributes? Do they place more value on your service level than you did? Less? Are there attributes that are missing that you'd like to add? What is the opportunity for improving the current situation over the next 18 to 24 months? This is where you'll have your roadmap for the next 2 years. These are areas that you can focus on for improvement in the value creation department. Lastly, what are the top two or three specific opportunities to create improved differential value? Now you're ready to take the information back to your company and figure out the game plan moving forward. Two, analyze. You could do a number of things with the data you've collected through the interviews. You could run regression analysis, pore over the numbers to detect any patterns, or you could do what the most successful people in the world do, make a list. That's right, you're going to make a list. This list will contain the top opportunities identified by your customers to help them make money. It will contain the value attribute that needs improvement, a short description about the nature of the improvement, and the potential dollar impact to the customer's bottom line. The true benefit to this data is that it very might well be the first real data you have on what impact you have on the bottom line of your customer's business, and in turn, what your true competitive advantage is, or isn't. Almost every single company has their own version of how we compete, and it's usually made up of jargon like best-in-class customer service, or innovative products, or international distribution, whatever. Those are usually backed up by no data whatsoever. What's worse is that you'll probably be making investment decisions based on those platitudes because one day somebody decided that that's how we compete around here. To put this into perspective, perhaps you were just about to place a large bet on a new innovative product that was going to revolutionize the industry, and you were sure that your customers were going to eat it up. However, you now know that if you increase the speed of delivery of your current products, your customers would buy twice as much from you. Now, you can make that investment decision with all the data in front of you. To close this section off, the list will allow you to answer three very powerful questions. What is the value creation opportunity worth to the customer's bottom line? What are the top 10 investments you can make to build competitive advantage? And lastly, how can customers be segmented based on their needs? Number three, execute. As we've heard time and time again, the difference between winning and losing comes down to execution. The authors give us a roadmap for creating the action plan to get these projects done. Here are the five parts of the customer value creation plan. Number one is what you said. You'll want to repeat back to the customer what they said in the interview. Have you ever had somebody ask you for your opinion and then never got back to you with what they did? Luckily, most people don't follow up with these things, so even if you just take this first step, you'll start to look like a superhero. Number two, what are you going to do and what it's worth to your customer in dollars and cents? This is an essential part of the conversation. You want the customer to know that you've heard them and that you'll be implementing their suggestions. Number three, other initiatives that you've decided to implement. You'll notice that you went through the customer's suggestions first, but you also got great feedback from other customers, and you believe that there's great value in those items for this customer as well. This is a great conversation to have because you'll be bringing new ideas to them that will generate more profit to their business. Number four, what you're not doing. It's also important to point out there are things that you're not going to be doing. You still want to acknowledge that you heard them so that they know that their feedback wasn't ignored. You will also let them know why you didn't move forward with that suggestion so they know that you considered it seriously. You'll be surprised how much they'll respect you for not implementing something if you have the courage to tell them why. And lastly, number five, the status of your actions. This one is pretty simple, but it conveys two things. First, it lets the customer know where you are with the project. Second, it lets them know that you'll be continuing to follow up with them as time moves on, which is exactly what you should do. In conclusion, there's so much great stuff in this book that we don't have the time to get into, but this will give you the head start you need. If you do want more of these ideas moving forward, I strongly urge you to buy the book and to visit www.winningwithcustomers.com to get even more support and information on how to do that. You'll learn to measure your progress, certify your team, and implement the complete CVC management system in your company. As always, connect to me on Twitter, LinkedIn, or Facebook if you want to discuss the book in more detail. Have an amazing week.